Chapter 17. In at Freddy's, he wanted to tell him about it, but he couldn't. There wasn't anybody in the bar, and he sat on a stool and wanted to tell him, but it was impossible. As he was ready to tell him, he knew Freddy would not stand for it. In the old days, maybe, yes, but not now. Maybe not in the old days either. It wasn't until he thought of telling it to Freddy that he realized how bad it was. I could stay right here, he thought, and there wouldn't be anything. I could stay right here and have a few drinks and get hot and I wouldn't be in it. Except there's my gun on the boat. But nobody knows it's mine except the old woman. I got it in Cuba on a trip the time when I peddled those others. Nobody knows I've got it. I could stay here now and I'd be out of it. But what the hell would they eat on? Where's the money coming from to keep Marie and the girls? I've got no boat, no cash, I got no education. What can a one-armed man work at? All I've got is my cojones to peddle. I could stay right here and have, say, 5 more drinks and it would all be over. It would be too late then. I could just let it all slide and do nothing. Give me a drink, he said to Freddy. Sure. I could sell the house and we could rent until I got some kind of work. What kind of work? No kind of work. I could go down to the bank and squeal now and what would I get? Thanks. Sure. Thanks. One bunch of Cuban government bastards cost me my arm shooting at me with a load when they had no need to and another bunch of U.S. ones took my boat. Now I can give up my home and get thanks. No thanks. The hell with it, he thought. I got no choice in it. He wanted to tell Freddy so there would be someone knew what he was doing. But he couldn't tell him because Freddy wouldn't stand for it. He was making good money now. There was nobody much in the daytime, but every night the place was full until 2 o'clock. Freddy wasn't in a jam. He knew he wouldn't stand for it. I have to do it alone, he thought, with that poor bloody Albert. Christ, he looked hungrier than ever down at the dock. There were conks that would starve to death before they'd steal, all right. Plenty in this town with their bellies hollering right now. But they'd never make a move. They'd just starve a little every day. They started starving when they were born, some of them. Listen, Freddy, he said, I want a couple of quarts. Of what? Bacardi. Okay. Pull the corks, will you? You know I wanted to charter her to take some Cubans over. That's what you said. I don't know when they'll be going. Maybe tonight. I haven't heard. She's ready to go any time. You got a nice night if you cross tonight. They said something about going fishing this afternoon. She's got tackle on board if the Pelicans haven't stolen it off her. It's still there. Well, make a good trip, Freddy said. Thanks. Give me another one, will you? Of what? Whiskey. I thought you were drinking Bacardi. I'll drink that if I get cold going across. You'll cross with this breeze astern all the way, said Freddy. I'd like to cross tonight. It'll be a pretty night, all right. Let me have another, will you? Just then in came the tall tourist and his wife. If it isn't my dream, man, she said and sat down on the stool beside Harry. He took one look at her and stood up. I'll be back, Freddy, he said. I'm going down to the boat in case that party wants to go fishing. Don't go, the wife said. Please don't go. You're comical, Harry said to her, and he went out. Down the street, Richard Gordon was on his way to the Bradleys' big winter home. He was hoping Mrs. Bradley would be alone. She would be. Mrs. Bradley collected writers as well as their books. But Richard Gordon didn't know this yet. His own wife was on her way home walking along the beach. She had not run into John McWalsey. Perhaps he would come by the house.